Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, a defendant in a criminal case is never required to prove his innocence, but is presumed to be innocent until he is proven guilty. Bear in mind that the effect of this presumption of innocence is only to place upon the state the burden of proving the defendant guilty beyond all reasonable doubt. In everyday language, a reasonable doubt is just what the term implies. It is a doubt that is founded or built on reason. It does not mean any and every possible or imagined doubt. It is not a contrived, speculative, or fanciful doubt. It may not be a doubt that is founded upon suspicion, surmise, or conjecture. It is simply an honest doubt that is based upon reason and common sense, and, as I said before, appeals to the reason of you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Now, following is a definition of reasonable doubt. It is not a mere possible doubt. All that relates to human affairs is open to some doubt, or possible, or to an imaginary doubt. It is that state of the evidence which, after the entire comparison and review of all of the evidence, leaves the minds of the jurors in that condition that they cannot say that they feel an abiding conviction to a moral certainty of the truth of the charge. Our law, ladies and gentlemen, does not require a demonstration. That means that it does not require such a degree of proof as excluding every idea of error produces absolute certainty. That type of proof is rarely possible. Moral certainty is all that is required, or that degree of proof which convinces the minds and directs and satisfies the conscience of those who are bound to take action in a conscientious manner on it.